The art of catching. Boy, as I say the words, I think of a couple of people in my lifetime, and one is Ray Fosse.
Oh, you're going back.
No, you're much older than that, Marty. I know you're going to talk about Roy Campanella. I know you were.
I was going to say Roy Campanella, Yogi Berra, but as the 60s turned into the 70s, Ray Fosse really became one of the people that we watched in The Art of Catching, and you did it so well. I'll say the words, The Art of Catching, what comes to mind?
You know, very simply, Marty, and I watch baseball today, and unfortunately, it's changed dramatically as far as the way catchers catch the ball. I was taught when you're in a catching position, a squatting position, you gave the target. If the ball was knees or below, you turned your mitt, palm up, caught the ball. So if you think about it, if your palm is up, you're always bringing the ball up. So let's say a low strike or a low pitch, you bring it up. The umpire's perception is that it's in the strike zone. The way a lot of catchers catch today, it's like snatching the ball. They have the palm down, so when they catch the ball, they essentially take a pitch that's close and, to me, take it out of the strike zone and sometimes use the ground to stop the ball in their mitt. And then, as a result, too, with a pitch above, you catch the ball normally, turn the ball or your glove to the side, either way to kind of frame the ball in the strike zone, same way to that outside pitch. So if you just take a circle with your glove, half circle each way, you're going to catch the ball properly. And again, the most disappointing thing today is somebody's taught all these catchers to snatch the ball, and they take Kenji Jojima with the Seattle Mariners. He took so many pitches out of the strike zone that I had to tell Jamie Moyer, who was upset with the umpire, I said, Jamie, check the videotape because it was your catcher taking all your strikes away. The other part to me, Marty, strong legs as a catcher. Because the worst thing is to come to spring training or to play during the season, not have strong legs to where you have to catch down in a squat position. Then you have to put a bat in your hand and try to stand at the plate without having jelly legs and not being able to swing the bat. The other part of catching, throwing. Everybody can increase arm strength. Quickness, transferring the ball from your catcher's mitt to your hand, something that can be worked on. But throw long toss. Long toss because you're throwing 90 feet to first, 90 feet to third, 180 maybe to second base. But if you go to the outfield and long toss with the outfielders, those throws to the bases become much shorter. Now, as far as the quickness in getting rid of the ball, one of the drills that I liked was great. You take your catcher's mitt and put it away. It forces you to catch the ball. First of all, if a ball is flipped to you by a coach or some teammate, flip the ball, you have to catch the ball properly. Otherwise, you're going to bang your fingernails. And then you take the ball and transfer to your throwing hand. Now, the important thing to throwing, you don't want to throw a two-seamer. You want, and it's something you practice, taking the ball out of your catcher's mitt, and you turn the ball as you're getting ready to throw to get a four-seam grip. You want the ball to be straight to second base. You don't want any movement because the runner going into second is going to slide, you know, inside or outside. Shortstop, second base wants to catch the ball, bring it straight down.
Well, boy, Ray Fosse, an education on the art of catching. That's fabulous. You said something interesting about framing a pitch. And, of course, umpires can be fooled, but you have to be very careful not to be too obvious about it when you frame a pitch.
That's a big problem that is happening in baseball today. I've had catchers since I've been broadcasting, Marty, who has actually told me that an umpire has said, don't cheat now. And all they're doing is catching the ball properly. So if umpires themselves, like catchers, have been accustomed to watching catchers catch the ball and actually take it out of the strike zone. To me, Bob Boone, I remember watching him. He held the glove, his catcher's mitt close to his body, and everything just turned, and he could bring a pitch in from inside, outside, bring the strike zone. It had to be called a strike. But there's not a matter of cheating. It's a matter of just doing the right thing with your catcher's mitt to get your pitcher the best call. And in the case of a ball being in the strike zone, you want to take it out. One problem that happens, Marty, in the case of Kenji Jojima, he took strikes out of the strike zone. If the umpire called those strikes, he's got the whole bench, the visiting team, yelling, what are you doing calling those strikes? And then all of a sudden he's going to say, hey, catcher, catch it right, or I'm not going to call it for your pitcher.
Interesting. All right, blocking the plate. I'm going to ask you about this because you're the expert on it, one of the most famous plays in baseball history. But take me through just the logistics of what a catcher does, looking at the throw maybe from left field, center field, right field, and how you set up to block a plate.
Very simply, Marty, and it is a good question. We talked about with Buster Posey last year, a cheap shot, and I'll still say it. Even if I see Mr. Cousins, I'll tell him he shouldn't have gone after Buster the way he did. The plate with the square part in front comes back to a point. As the ball is coming, you actually position yourself with your left foot. I like to take the corner, upper third base corner of the plate, put my foot there. I would give the back part of the plate for the runner to slide. So if he's coming down the line, he sees the back part of the plate, which as a catcher, you know, to get to that part of the plate, he has to hook slide around you. As the ball is coming and you catch it, you simply take your foot, which is planted, turn it, and that enables you to block him off the plate as he's going to the back part of the plate, make the tag, and the play is over. You just hope that as you're waiting for the ball, if it's coming from right field, your positioning of your foot is basically the same, regardless of where it's coming from. However, from right field, you're kind of blinded as far as the runner coming down. You don't know what he's going to be doing. You can't think about him as a catcher, because if you do, you're going to miss the ball. Catch the ball, and again, at the same time, simply turn the foot and block him off. Marty, the best play a catcher can make is to have the opportunity to have a runner come in, looks like he's going to be safe, and that foot turns, blocks him off the plate, tag him out, game over, inning over, whatever, but bottom line, he doesn't score the run.
The swipe tag. Did you ever do that?
The ole, the matador. No, I didn't, and I'll be honest with you. I have known catchers, and he's a Hall of Famer, Carlton Fisk, was run over by, I think, Leron Lee, hurt his knee, missed the whole season. He came out publicly and said, I would never block home plate again. Frank Duffy, played for the Giants, played for the Indians, and, you know, 175 pounds soaking wet. He was at third base, but he had heard, as we talked about, play at the plate. Carlton caught the ball and did the swipe tag. Frank went around him. All Carlton had to do it, 230 pounds, just put his foot there, and he's going to block him off. But the swipe tag, you do those in emergency. Ideally, you want to be able to catch the ball with two hands, have the ball in your right hand, your throwing hand, plant it in your catcher's mitt, you make the tag, and as he's trying to dislodge the baseball, you simply pull the ball out of your glove in your bare hand. As you make the tag, you're doing it the same motion, so your hand is firmly holding onto the baseball. If you have a swipe tag, the ball is in your mitt, he may knock your mitt off, but he also has a chance to knock the ball out of the mitt. So put the ball in your throwing hand, your right hand, in the glove, make the tag, same time remove the hand, so you've got the ball in your hand after making the tag.
Boy, I always learn something, Ray. I always learn something. Thank you so much.
Always great to see you, Marty. Look forward to seeing you throughout the season.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.